Pulling through the Auk Bay roundabout, I glance at the bar to see if the Budweiser sign is on. Although it's Friday, the sign is gone, the bar windows darkened, the parking lot empty. Everyone's anticipating a war about to land with full knowledge that we are outnumbered. A global pandemic has sent us all into timeout. Life has reversed into a negative photograph. People in positions of authority now instruct their employees to put their health and family first. I wonder why it took a worldwide pandemic to make us realize what really matters. It's like the 4th of July around here, except without the parades. People that don't normally leave their house are coming out, sometimes in full Mad Max gear. Camo blazers, Burning Man goggles, manic panic hair. It's beautiful, this shared experience. All of us wandering down the road without headlights, no one wiser than the other, no elders or best practices to guide our way. My apocalyptic look consists of a blazer and penguin jammies. Business on top, party on the bottom. Perfect for the endless Zoom meetings. In between slinging pancakes and dishes and fielding endless requests for food, 3 dozen texts, 40-something emails, I train myself to administer occupational therapy to my son and speech therapy to my daughter. I troubleshoot 12 learning apps and restart the router, add a video to my YouTube channel for my students, create slideshows and lesson plans, review students' assignments, conduct more Zoom meetings to my students, 95 of them, and try to teach my 5- and 8-year-old all the things. On one such day, I listened to my children scream in the other room while my administrators instructed me to start entering grades. So I entered grades and then watched my phone fill up with angry emails. While hunched over my computer doing damage control, my children beat each other up in the living room. While putting out fires over electronics, I let my own house burn down. "That's it!" I screamed to my kids while my 5-year-old cried because her older brother slugged her in the stomach, because she kicked him, because someone called someone stupid, because getting mad is easier than crying, because they listen to me when I use angry voice. "We're going to the beach!" I packed up my kids and threw them in the car. And then I ran back inside and deleted all my students' heroes. We arrived at the beach, full of heart-shaped broken tile and boat skeletons. We built forts out of driftwood and put our heads to the ground to see if it was true that the earth was vibrating at a slower frequency. We listened to the slap of the waves, the pulse of the earth, and each other's. My daughter's marching like a 2-4 time signature, mine more syncopated. My son kept the time. We stayed at the beach until the wind stopped blowing cold from the north and redirected from the balmy south, and the tide changed and drowned out the boat graveyard. As I watched my children create sculptures with stacked rocks, I pondered the possibility of swapping homeschool for nature school. Maybe we could just sit on a beach all day and build cairns. Balance, right?